This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show us straight, Roland Martin.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Who are you talking to today, Roland Martin, on TV1's News One Now?
We are talking to cover the event yesterday, of course, with the black senators, but also, Tom, talking to one of the women who testified against the pastor in Atlanta, was convicted of giving women HIV. And so we expect that to be a quite an interesting conversation. Tom, many of us might recall Dr. King writing Letters from a Birmingham Jail, where he challenged white clergy in Birmingham to step up when it comes to the civil rights movement. Well, many of us have been fighting, of course, Stand Your Ground all across the country, and a white pastor in Florida issued a challenge to white Christians there, saying it's time for them to step up and speak out against this law. Pastor Michael Bledsoe of the Riverside Baptist Church laid everything out, challenging white Christians to stand up to do something. He joins us right now. Pastor Bledsoe?
How you doing?
Doing great. And so obviously your letter to white Christians of Florida has gotten lots of attention. Why specifically did you want to write this letter to white Christians?
Well, first let me say I pastor in Washington, D.C., and I wrote this to white Christians in Florida. I don't pastor in Florida.
Right. Okay.
But nonetheless, I think like a lot of people, just out of a sense of justice and anger, the travesty of these two majority white juries failing to convict on murder charges against a black teenager. And it was rather a simple idea, really, that if Christians would stand up, particularly white Christians, would simply stand up, add their voice, we could see Stand Your Ground overturned.
Well, it's interesting to make that point, because what I've always said is you have conservative evangelicals who mm-hmm. are very adamant about being pro-life, and I've always said that yet when you see police brutality, young black men being gunned down, they're mighty silent on those issues, mm-hmm. and I said if life is life, then those lives matter too.
Right. You know, certainly, there have been white Christians near the Florida Council on Religion, the ecumenical group down there. They've certainly addressed this, but there is a great swath of people who come under the heading you just talked about, the evangelicals, Baptists, and others. And really, what we're talking about are just a regular person in the pew who would stand up and show some empathy, because we know if it was their child, the role was reversed, they would be demanding justice.
And when you talk about this idea of demanding justice, it's also important for them to put the pressure on legislators because, frankly, when you look at the folks who are out there, they're largely African-American. And do you believe that part of the problem is that for these white Christians, many of them are also, because you were talking about Florida, are also conservative, and they might be very supportive of Second Amendment rights along those lines, and frankly, they don't want to rock that boat.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a complex. There's a complex weave there. Reasons that white Christians don't feel compelled for some reason to speak out. My point is that Christ calls his followers to be fearless in love. They're supposed to be courageous and caring for all people, not just somebody who shares my ethnicity, race, or sexual orientation. If injustice is being done to someone, we need to raise our voice. There is an activism that's necessitated, I would assume, but you know, if these people would just let their legislators know and stand up and show a degree of empathy. Let me say this. I you know, part of my language in that letter was inflammatory.
It was very strong language.
Yeah, I said, well, no one likes to say that a stench is coming from, or no one likes to hear that stench is coming from their houses of worship. That's just another way of saying your silence stinks. Mm-hmm. Your silence stinks. And And yet I've got several nasty phone calls and emails that were just indignant that I would use that language. And my response is, how do you find it within you to be indignant about that? But you can't muster a pinpoint of anger about a teen being cold-bloodedly murdered. But this is the disconnect for me.
Well, Pastor Bledsoe, you certainly put it on the line, and hopefully there are many who heed what you had to say. And we certainly thank you for speaking out and let your voice be heard.
Is your congregation predominantly white?
It's predominantly African-American. I'm also an adjunct over at Howard Divinity, so I benefit enormously from being within that community.
All right.
Keep up the great work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you go to his church?
Sure, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Pastor Bledsoe, if Tom said he would, that is a miracle within itself.
What a question is that? Of course.
Thank you.
You act like I don't go to church.
That is a miracle.